preacher who's not really a trained preacher, probably does some other job, and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, he rides around or goes around to different places.
Well,
name for that.
There's some people call an evangelist. You know, an evangelist has not got a regular church. He just goes from town to town.
And what if he had a sort of a regular route? Where maybe he'd be here every 2 weeks or something. And he'd
you know,
be
there
in between.
That's what they used to be a long time ago, mostly. Circuit, I think.
Circuit?
Mm-hmm.
What about if he wasn't a very good one, did you have a name for that?
If he wasn't a very good preacher?
Right.
I wish I did, because I could use it on him. No, we got a problem now. We got a wonderful preacher, but he's not a good minister. He's not a good pastor. But so far, delivering a good sermon, he's excellent. But he is not a good mixer. I don't know why in the world he's out of way, but that's the way it is. Life's not otherwise. But that wasn't the question. What did you ask about him?
You don't know a nickname for him. I wish we could get rid of that such and such, because he's not a very good one.
Well, a lot of instances it wouldn't do to put that on tape or print either one.
But that wouldn't refer particularly to a preacher, then that would probably be for anybody that was like that. You know the name of the man that wrote Last of the Mohicans and that series of novels?
Do what?
The man that wrote The Last of the Mohicans.
The man that wrote which novel?
The Last of the Mohicans.
No, I don't know. I have never read it. My reading has all been current, you might call it.
So you know where the Baseball Hall of Fame is?
Well, I think it's in Washington, as far as I know. Really, I don't think I'm not much of a baseball fan myself.
What do you call somebody, somebody who goes to high school?
Someone that goes to high school? A student. High school student, I like that.
Would you call them anything different, say if they're in grammar school? Or if they're in college?
Would there be any difference in terms of what?
In what you call him, you say he's is a high school student, would you say he's a college student, or would you say he's a college something else, or he's a grammar school student?
Well, you could say freshman for one thing, or freshman first year, whatever. I don't know exactly what terms that would be.
What do you call a person, generally a woman, who works in an office and takes care of correspondence?
Secretary?
Use the word secretary for anything else.
Yeah, that is the desk you call a secretary.
The desk?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, then there's a secretary of the army, secretary of the war, secretary of the navy. And I would think in that particular instance, they're the heads of it. The head of the army, head of the navy, and each one of them is the secretaries of that particular branch of the service.
What type of desk is a secretary?
Well, it's just something you can sit at and do your corresponding on it. I know that. But now to come right out and tell you exactly what one is, you could call it an old roll top. You remember those? I don't know if you remember them or not. The old roll top desk? A lot of people would refer to that as a secretary because you could sit and do all your corresponding. I would imagine this. That I don't know.
A woman who plays in movies.
Actress, movie actress.